This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. Roger Clemens isn't pulling any punches. Yesterday, the Cy Young Award-winning pitcher held a long-awaited news conference to answer allegations of steroid use and attack his accusers. Clemens' lawyer began the news conference with a dramatic recording of a 17-minute phone conversation between the baseball star and his trainer, Brian McNamee, the man who accused Clemens of steroid use. Clemens, who speaks first, knew the conversation was being taped, while McNamee did not.
I'm telling the truth, and I want it out there. And tell me what you want me to do. I told you in email.
What do you want me to do? I'll go to jail.
I'll do whatever you want.
You need somebody to tell the truth, Mac.
In playing the tape, Clemens' lawyer noted that McNamee never accuses Clemens of lying. McNamee was cited in the recently released Mitchell report. In the report, he says he told investigators he injected the pitcher with steroids and human growth hormone. Clemens has repeatedly denied those allegations. Severe weather continues to wreak havoc across parts of the U.S. This time, not snow, but wind. A tornado in Missouri is blamed for killing at least two people, and in northern Illinois, about 500 people fled their homes after a suspected tornado knocked over rail cars carrying hazardous material. And it's true, the Hollywood writers' strike has hit at the very core of Hollywood glam and glory. The awards show. Organizers of the annual Golden Globes Awards announced yesterday that the ceremony would be canceled. Instead, a press conference will be held on Sunday night. That's the news. You can find it always, always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.